I was discussing with my brother, Maduka, and then I made a comment, and he said, brother, forget it. If it comes to money, there is always somebody that you will see that is better than you. He said, when it comes to money, there is no satisfaction. He said, the only thing that restrains you is your Christian faith, to know that that's not your line, what you're supposed to pursue. You have eternal life to pursue too. He said, because if you think you are a millionaire, then there is a billionaire somewhere. If you think you are a billionaire, say, there is a trillionaire somewhere. If you think you are a trillionaire, then you will also boast, which assets do you have? He said, there is always someone better than, better and better and better. So, aspirations never end. You always want to aspire. And it's part of living, it's part of life, until you reach a stage where you can no more pursue. But here we are talking about a God that honors faith. It is what you set your mind on. It is where your faith hits that God honors. Where your faith hits that God honors. As thou hast believed. So, how do you believe? It is how you believe that God will honor. When you are walking with God. The centurion said, when he studied, that's why Jesus Christ made that comment. In Israel, among believers, he has not seen anybody that has this type of faith. The faith, there is this type of understanding of how God works. Authority. Just say it. Just speak it. I know you cast out devils. You are a man of authority. Demons see you and bow. Always, when you speak, things happen. I know if you speak, something will happen, because me, myself, I am a man of authority. I'm a soldier. When I tell my servant, come, he run. Go, he go it. Speak. I know it will happen. And you know we have that authority. So he studied that and he said, just speak. My servant will be healed. He said, just speak. How do you believe? And listen, when I give such exhortation, we give examples to confirm. Amen. Because before you know what now, somebody will call me and say, Pastor, just speak. That's not what I'm trying to teach you. It's as thou hast believed. If the centurion on is just speak. There is another woman, her own is, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know this 12 years problem will be over. Who tell him to do that one? Who did she copy it from? Whose testimony did she hear? No. If you read that story, there were so many people, because when Jesus turned and told, said, somebody has touched me. You know, the disciples say, see, plenty of people now everywhere now. Which one be somebody? Everybody here is pushing. The crowd is too much. But Jesus said, I perceive that somebody, because virtue left me. He said, virtue. Virtue left him. Because it was not the same type of touch other people were touching him. Oh, praise God. It's not the same type of touch. It is a touch that says, if only I can touch him. Amen. Some time ago, in the program, and then I was praying, leading prayer. Prayer was going up, the place was crowded, and I went in the congregation. I don't know whatever I went for. And I was coming, I noticed my cloth was, somebody draw my cloth. I turned and I didn't see who did it. And I continued. And when I came back to the altar, the Lord spoke to me concerning the person I said, when I passed that, somebody touched my cloth. Who is the person? He was afraid. I said, no, I have good news for you. Then he stood up. I said, you are the one that touched my cloth. He said, yes. You are believing God that if you touch me, you will get a visa to travel out. He said, yes. I said, the Lord has said he has honored your faith. Hallelujah. I forgot about it until sometime later I was in London. And a brother met me. A brother came to me. He said, I am that brother. So. Praise God. Amen. Now, if you are looking for visa now, you touch me because of this testimony, it's not going to work for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not going to work for you. Praise the Lord. One brother, Chinedu from Owerri, he said, when we went for a program, Owerri. Oh, well, he was telling us that he had watched us on the television and he has so much faith. He was facing a lot of frustration. Something brought him to Lagos. He said he prayed, if only Pastor Moses can just touch me. But how will I get to him? He doesn't know me. How will I get to him? You know, if only he can touch me, I know this frustration will be over. He was sharing this testimony with us. I think, is this Sunday? Who was that that followed me to Owerri? You remember okay, you were hearing him when you were saying that. He said that the service was going on, and then it was question and answer. And I was exhorting and I was answering. He said, and I walked to where he was seated, and I was touching him and giving an example. I was touching him and giving an example like this. And he was saying, God, is this how you walk? He has touched me. As thou hast believed. And of course, he went to show us. He came to carry us. He decided, you know, two brand new cars. And then he took us to a duplex. He just finished, he completed. And a beautiful place. And he got the breakthrough. God honored his faith. Now you, how do you believe? Some, they use vow and it works for them. Some, they use an offering and it works for them. Praise God. And it works for them. A young man said that he decided, he started a job. Instead of giving 10% as his tithe, he said he was always given 20%. Is it 20 or 50%? He said he made a vow that until he marries, he'll be given 50% of his salary every month for the work of the ministry. That was his faith. He said he called it. He said that is his own tithe. He was challenged. Even his parents. What kind of thing is that? He said it's a vow he made. You are from a poor family. What kind of thing is this? 50% of your salary. The guy is in Port Harcourt. Now he got a woman he wanted to marry. And just sent invitations. The testimony is that he had the type of wedding that millions were spent, but not one kobo from his pocket. He said, before you know what, you are waiting. Say, I don't know. Select any hall you want to do the something and we pay. Say, eh? He got the hall. Another one come, offer this. All the food and the drinks I will provide. And above all, he said his oga in the office brought a brand new car that he gave him as a gift. How do you believe? Praise the Lord. And some have to do a fasting. And anytime they take that fast, something always happens. A particular type of fast. Some will withdraw and go to a mountain. And anytime they go and come back, something always happens. I know also of a woman that was looking for fruit of the womb for years. Went everywhere. This happened at Ejibo. And she decided, okay, I've done everything, Lord. You will not answer my prayer. The reproach is too much, blah, blah. Especially when you come from your in-laws on your neck. You can imagine how such a person will feel. The desperation. And decided in the church, every day she will come and clean the church and clean the altar. And every day, first thing in the morning, she said, as she'll be doing that, when she finished cleaning, she'll kneel down at the altar and cry to God, I have cleaned your church. Now, clean my own womb. Remove the thing that is delaying it. As I have cleaned your temple, clean inside of me too. He said, you will come before people wake up, before anybody. She has cleaned everywhere. Sometimes they wouldn't even know who came to do it. Until that night, she was kneeling down. Say, an elderly man was spent the night in the church also praying. And went and tapped her. And said, I don't know what you are believing God for. But the Lord spoke to me that I should come and tell you that he has granted your heart desire. And that month, she became pregnant. Nobody told her, go and sweep the church. Nobody told her, and don't go and sweep the church if you are looking for fruit of the womb because of what I have spoken. It doesn't carry the same effect. Praise the Lord. Everybody has his own. Some people believe that when they come to church, they will listen to the Pastor Moses, his pronouncement. If he speaks, if they do me, I'm okay. I am okay. It works for me. And it will work for you. I asked somebody, you've been here for 3 years. I don't know you. He said, I have had no need to see you. I said, okay, because I'm not a prophet. He said, Pastor, I have never seen any prophet in this church. But before I leave my house, I pray, Lord, use your servant to speak concerning this situation. He said, it has never failed. Anytime I mention that case, he said, he will answer, amen. He said, sometimes anointing will carry him. And he will leave. He said, it has never failed. That is where his own faith is. And of course, some is the anointing oil. What they do with the anointing oil. Whatever you do, Lord, as I do this, let this happen. And it is by faith, not copy. Amen. And once you discover it, hold on to it. Once you discover this is how I work with my God to get what I want, hold on to it. The devil will try to make it look as if it don't work. It will work. Hallelujah. The brother from a brother's wife is overseas. His wife is here and had a problem, mental problem. Also, had a problem we were praying for. So she was brought, I prayed with her. And the whole thing subsided. And then when they got home that night, the thing wanted to start again. But before going, I tied a handkerchief on her neck. And I told her, I said, go sleep with this handkerchief on your neck. Before the next day, I remove it. When she got home, the thing was trying to come. I was told that the mother went to her, removed the handkerchief, and then started using it to hit the wall. You demons that have been waiting here. This servant of God. Okay, you remember the story, Daniel. He said, as a Moses, as a prayer, you cannot hide here. You cannot come here. And then was hitting the four corners of the house and making pronouncements. And then peace came on the daughter. And she lay there and slept, I believe, till today. Till today, because you are the one that was following them up. Eh?
When the mother was hitting the wall, the mother did not know that the girl, she was already sleeping.
While she was doing that, the woman already
slept. The girl slept up. So by the time she woke up, she was even asking the mother what happened. Up to today, she is not expecting.
Totally healed. Totally healed. Now, who told the mother to collect handkerchief and do that? As thou hast believed. Ask your neighbor, how do you believe? Ask him very well. Ask him very well. How do you believe? How do you believe? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Daddy, the mother worship in another church.
Uh-huh.
But anytime the girl is sick, the mother will call. Carry her, go brother assembly. But the mother have never said they should carry her to their own church. He said this is where her daughter will be healed.
Uh-huh.
That is what her mother believed up to now.
Uh-huh.
So anytime she's in Lagos, she will come here.
You see?
If she's not in Lagos, she will go to her church.
As thou hast believed. Praise the Lord. Some time ago, my wife was in pains. She was having pains all over her body for some time. And that particular day, she wanted me to pray for her. And I kept postponing, okay, later. Then in the night, I was studying. I was reading in my reading table. And she will open the door. She still see me studying. She will go back. And she will open the door. She will still see me studying in my bedroom. And this time, I didn't know the pain was that much. I kept waiting now. But I noticed she opened the door, went to my bed, lay down there. After, and then I turned, I saw her, I noticed she slept off. And after some time, maybe 10, 15 minutes or so later, I noticed she jumped up. She said, you'll not pray for me. I'm healed now. I said, what happened? And she said that when she couldn't get my attention to pray for her and the pain was getting unbearable, she said, that is where he lies down. If I go and lie down there, the grace will cover me there. I will be healed. And she went there. Praise the Lord. And she lay here. Am I correct? She's in the church now. Am I correct? Wave your hand. Okay, she's there. That was what happened. Who told her to go and lie down? It's as thou hast believed. As thou hast believed. How do you believe? That will help you in your breakthrough, in your walk with God. Discover your faith. Discover, and always, it's something spontaneous that comes upon you. It is an action of the Holy Ghost. When that ministration comes upon you, act on it. When that ministration, once that thought comes upon you, act on it. It comes with a drive. It comes and you just find yourself, let me do it. It's like you're unstoppable. Let me do it. Hallelujah. Let me do it. What do you call him? I think Oyedepo has said there's a terminology he used. He says something giver. Dangerous giver. He says it's a dangerous giver. You know what is dangerous giver? All that you have, no hope anywhere, you go carry, ooh, take. Eh? Hungry go finish you. That's what somebody will tell you. That's dangerous, isn't it? But he said, it never fails. Praise the Lord. It never fails. And so many more examples I can give, both in the Bible, both from personal experience, from testimonies I have heard. God honors faith. And may one of your prayers is, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. And cause me to be sensitive to know when you are leading me to do something, where we get a breakthrough, where we get a favor. Praise the Lord.